So we are going to have Chinedu. He's about 2 minutes late. He wants to follow the style of Mrs. Fasha. No, you know Chinedu is here to balance the dreaded Mrs. Fasha we had last week. And she was 4 minutes late, so maybe that's why. I think it's just a coincidence. It's caught up in traffic. He'll be here any minute from now. But whilst we're getting ready to talk to him, what are the issues that we have here? Maria says that cheating with my ex. Maria has been cheating with her ex. Then there's this guy that sent a mail to Auntie Bumi. His name is Jimmy. His name is Jimmy, and he says, afraid my family won't like her. I think I'm past that. When you get to a particular age, you just do what you like, you know. You just do it. And you clear up the mess. You just do it. So it's not my Jimmy, I don't know. But he sent somebody and says he is afraid that his family won't like the babe that he has. Then Timmy. Oh, first of all, Timmy. And ironically, my younger brother, his name is Timmy. So Timmy. Is somebody playing games here? Timmy says that, why is he playing with my emotions? Okay, Timmy is a woman. Yeah, Timmy can walk. I love woman. Yeah, Timmy can be. Yeah, that's right. Timmy is a woman. I says, why is he playing with my emotions? And we have Omorode. Omorode says that marriage is not as exciting as I thought. I wonder what fireworks are missing. Veronica says, here it comes today. How are you? Veronica says that whatever it is, he has no feelings at all. I think that one is more a bit of a psychological and medical problem. Morning, Chidiwa now.
Morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Nice to see you. You're looking nice and fresh. You just wake, Abby.
No, no.
You just got out of the bathroom. You live down the road. Oh, you've moved? You moved. Okay. Sorry. I thought you were down the road. How are you? How are you? Nice to see you. I haven't seen you for quite a while.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get shooting now. Like I said, Maria is cheating with my ex. Let's start with Maria, so I don't waste so much time. Now, Maria is currently married to a widower. A widower is somebody who lost his wife. Abby, I just want to be sure. Who is a smashing husband and father to my two children from my first marriage. And she says that he has two children of his own, so between them they have five. I still have to get in touch with my ex to discuss the children's welfare from time to time. And then from time to time when she does that, from time to time when she does that, then
it's not loud enough.
You can't hear it, but you can hear me, right?
It's a bit strainy though.
Oh, okay. Let's do something. Maybe take it off meanwhile.
Okay.
We have to get that. Now, Maria, like I said, is married to, she says she has a smashing husband and father. What could a smashing husband and father mean?
It's relative.
Here we go again.
It's relative.
Yes.
It depends on what you consider smashing.
Smashing. But money was inside the matter.
In today's world, yes.
In today's world.
Very much so.
Why? Money is everything these days.
Uncle Jimmy, money more or less provides for everything. That's security.
But it doesn't provide happiness, though.
No, it doesn't. No. That's what a lot of people don't know. Not at
all. It covers the overheads.
The overheads.
Yeah. But the overheads are heavy these days, though.
Very heavy.
You can say that again. Anyway, so this woman, Maria, she had this smashing husband, but she has an ex, and so once in a while when she goes to see the ex to talk about the children, they do what they were doing way back legally. And she says that my ex has a new woman living with him, so he's not encouraging her to go back to him. Is that the way some minds of some women work? You've left him, the current one is smashing to your children and everything, yet your mind is still back at the ex. Okay, but let me finish. She says that she's not, we shouldn't look at her as a sex bot, and it makes her feel good to know that someone else fancies her, though he treated me badly in the past. Now, she says that if my current husband finds out, it will ruin my marriage, but I need the assurance that this fling gives me. That means that this smashing man is deficient in certain areas that the other man can feel.
I have questions.
One.
What's the smashing man doing?
Well, he ain't smashing anything in that direction.
Uncle Jimmy, man.
Because you see, the previous man, you see, women.
Uncle Jimmy, women are very territorial.
Apart from that, I don't think we know them and I don't think they know us. We don't know them and they don't know us. Look at it this way. This man treated you badly, the former. This one is smashing to both you and your children. Yet your mind is still with the former.
Old flame, old love, old experiences. Old history.
So Okafor's law still applies.
Oh, Okafor.
Do you know this Okafor's law? I heard it for the first time in 1975. It's an old law.
No way. 1975.
I'm telling you.
And it was called Okafor at the time.
It was called Okafor. Now it was some lecturer called Okafor. I think it was in UNN.
So Okafor's law in today's world.
So we have the original Okafor's law, which was later revised. But I can't say it on radio.
You can tweak the words.
No, I can't tweak the words. No, I don't want any. I don't want anyone like this. Do you know any son who will defend me?
Yes, you have quite a few that come on your show.
When it comes to that time, they'll take money, Joe. No, my friend Candy Johnson. He will
stand,
Libros.
Stand for
Libros,
you.
Even
oh, no. You have a lot.
I have a lot.
You'll be
all right.
You'll be all right.
But what would happen if the current one discovers? What does he do?
But Jimmy, like I said, I have questions.
He might start crying, no?
I have questions. So why didn't she end up with the ex? What is she looking for?
The ex treated her badly.
Badly, and then she's gone back there.
Well, she's sneaking back there.
So there's something she's still looking for.
Yes. So now the question is, this present one now, if he hears, what do you think will happen?
He'll be devastated.
If it's Lulel...
Uncle Jimmy, you know we men.
He could just cry. He'd be messed up completely.
You know men, we think in pictures. We're very visual. It's all about optics. So the thoughts from a female perspective will be emotional, will be, oh this, oh that. But once a man hears certain things, he starts to paint pictures.
Wow.
It's optical.
This is occurring to me for the first time.
It's optical. So when you hear... Man X and woman Y were involved.
You run a video in your mind.
You're not thinking, oh, they hung out, they had drinks, they went for dinner, they did this, they did that. As a man, you start to paint pictures, videos. There's a blank canvas that starts to have a lot of colors, a lot of pictures, murals. A lot of things, exactly. And then that tends to pain you more. Oh, she cheated on me. The first thing you start to think is, what did they do? How was the action? Where was it? XXXYZ.
But is it true that in 5 cases out of 10 that involve exes, they could stray at some point? I think so.
When you say they could stray, you mean...
They could stray, they could find themselves coming together, albeit in a discreet manner, you know.
Uncle Jimmy, no matter how bad or how... Let me use the word bad. No matter how bad the relationship ended, there's always a good part. Somebody once said to me that every divorce, separation, relationship breakup once started with an I love you.
Even though it might not have been meant at that time. Maybe it could have been I love your pocket.
Regardless, but there was still an I love you. The common denominator was I love you at the time. So that I love you being the context of what you remember, be it action, be it monetary, be it experience, you would always remember that. So you might want to go back, you might want to experience it. And depending on what it is you're latching on, either he's good in some basic departments, like the last discussion we had, going to the penthouse and going to the 10th floor, or financial gains, or just the company.
What a wonderful world. But I think I don't know whether I should say this on radio. I think I don't know whether it's an age thing, but I think as you grow older, these things don't matter that much anymore. Because you tend to believe that they could happen anyway, and you know, you just don't, you psych yourself up to a point you don't lose sleep over it.
Your priorities change.
Yes.
Responsibilities change.
Yes.
Things that occupy your thoughts and your mind.
Yeah, no time for trivialities. Yeah. Left to me, anybody can do what they, I mean, I couldn't. That, like you rightly said, your priorities change.
Priorities change.
Anyway, now there's this guy called Jimmy, or Jimmy, spelled like my name. Mm. And he says that for 9 months now, he's had a relationship with a girl, but he hasn't introduced her to friends or family. The reason is that I know they won't consider her good enough for me. And so what? They used to see me with stunning women, and this guy's a bit fat and this one, Napikin.
No.
He says she's also a bit short, and I'm sure they'll all laugh, oh, this is a baby.
No.
So this knocks me out. I cannot be me. No. And she says, my parents won't like her because she's like a village girl. I'm worried.
No.
This one, a small
picking. No.
What do we tell him? He should go and read his book.
He needs to grow up.
He should go and
read his book. The first thing a woman wants is security. She wants to make sure that regardless of somebody, Uncle Jimmy, an elderly friend of mine told me about 5, 6, 7 years ago. He said, when a man is with a woman, he protects her from his people. She protects him from her people.
Yeah.
Now, he hasn't even protected her.
No, this one, it's not even just his people, his friends. The truth is, I don't know why he's even dating her. He doesn't find her attractive. He's saying that she's, is it you? Oh, okay, sorry. When you were murmuring, I thought that it sounded familiar. Okay, sorry. he says she's short, she's this, is that. So many complaints about her physical look. So what could have attracted him in the first place? Maybe she's not a big baby, gets motto.
Jimmy, you know what it is now. Attraction is content and container. So container is not appealing to him.
Okulakai.
But content
this one like Philip, you should go and live with Chidezu for 1 week before you. You should go and do a crash program. I like the way you put it. It's content.
Content and container, yes. Yes. So it depends on what you're subscribing to. Depends on what you like, what you want.
No, this one is it needs to go and read his book. Yeah. I think it's okay. So let's then get to Timmy. Timmy says that recently I fell in love with a handsome banker. Why stressing handsome banker? Those two operative words: handsome banker.
Once you hear bank, is money.
Money and handsome, who I had to interact with as I had to work in a bank. We flirted outrageously and swapped phone numbers, and for months we stayed in touch. He calls me late at night after work, and we talk for hours. However, when I picked up the courage to ask him how he saw things going, he told me, he fell in hand. He said he told me I was just a friend. I accepted this as I had no choice. I have no intention of throwing myself at him. The boy wicked.
I have a question.
Yes.
Was there surrender value in involved?
I'm not sure.
How far did they go?
She didn't say that one.
Did they discuss the terms of their friendship?
She didn't, but when she now asked the guy that, you know, I like the guy in Akala man, you know, he didn't waste time. Said, no, don't go, don't.
Jimmy, one of the biggest challenges I see in today's world, a lot of people like to assume and presume.
Yes, and it's very dangerous.
It is.
Very, very dangerous. This is what I say to people, if they would sit, before you go into any relationship with anybody, sit at the business table and agree amongst the two of you what you're doing.
What are the T's and C's?
What are the T's and C's? Once you don't do that,
you'll be served.
By the way, T's and C's are terms and conditions, just in case. I saw you franking your face, like my Yoruba people say, the franking face. T's and C's are terms and conditions. And I think, jokes apart, is very, very vital. You can't play on assumptions.
Mm.
You can't play on assumptions. You have to sit down.
It's very dangerous because the space is very wide to imagine.
Okay, I wonder. I'm sure my friend Chris is, I'm sure he'd want to contribute. So our lines are open. Are the two lines working? 0700-993-993-993. And the lines for female, 01465-7190. Do I have a first caller there? I do. Yes. Okay, not yet. Ooh, I do. Okay, let's pick it. Hello, good morning.
Hello, sir. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning to the guests in the studio.
Good morning.
It's Lokweye on the line, sir.
Ah, I got it now.
Sir, I want to say something. Men should be truthful like that guy. I'm talking of the banker. You see, some men, they'll go around the bush. I like that guy for being truthful. But a lot of women don't like the truth. You know, They feel when a guy tells the truth, he's a player. So in that aspect, that guy, maybe he has done anything with the lady. Nobody knows. But are you going to call that guy a player, sir?
Well, thank you very much. Since all the facts of the case have not been stated, it's difficult for me to comment. But I think this lady should have asked this question at the very beginning.
From the get-go.
Can we assume that it's a bit late in the day?
Oh, it is very late.
You reckon?
It is very late.
Mm.
And then the fear of not losing out.
Mm.
You know that initial, like they say, initial gra-gra. When your body is doing you gish-gish. You know, and it seems to apply to both parties. And it's like, you know what? I probably haven't been with a partner in a while. It's my best opinion.
The way she described the guy, she called him a banker,
A
handsome banker. She called him a handsome banker. She thought she had a good catch.
She thought she had a good catch. I think the fact that she put handsome, he's good looking, he's her spec, regardless of what it is. Then she put banker, he's a professional, he's not jobless, he has something he's doing, you know. Mm. So in all ramifications, that is a spec. In today's world, that's a material. But if she's able to sew a good outfit out of that material, therein lies the question.
Wow. Sorry to divert a bit. I'm just looking at the new Prime Minister of the UK, 47. Sprightful.
She's 47, yes.
Sprightful, intelligent. She went to Oxford.
Yes.
That's what presidents are made of.
Bank of experience
and knowledge. And everything she does most likely will be hands-on.
She's putting her cabinet together already.
Already, yes.
Less than 24 hours.
Yes. But India, I said India, the UK just missed having a Prime Minister of Indian origin. I wanted to see that breaking news.
That would have been good to see.
There must have been some maneuvers at the back.
Yes, yes.
There must have been some maneuvers at the back. At the back end. Okay, let's take one more call, then we'll take a break. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello. Morning.
Hello, good morning, Jimmy.
Morning,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, my name is Anewa Mama.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my focus should be on the married woman and still cheating on the husband.
Okay.
So, I know once a general is always a general.
Yes.
If you have married to someone before and divorced, any time you come together at a private environment, something might happen.
Okay, thank you very much. We've noted that point. We have to take a break now. I don't want this machine to spring on me. Please, when you call in, try and speed it up, okay? We just have a minute for everybody. I have Chinedu in the house. We'll be back after this short break, so don't go away.
Touch that dial. Daily Digest returns in a moment.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Depend on us for the best in talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Biggest. Keeping you can never touch
this. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
This is Daily Digest with Jimmy Disley.
Yeah, welcome back to Dear Bumi today, being Wednesday. My good friend Chinedu is here. And thank God.
I'm here.
I thank God Mrs. Fashanu is not here.
But she's listening.
But she's listening.
Definitely.
She'll be shaking her head and saying.
Yeah, she's listening.
She's
definitely listening.
All right. Omorode says that marriage is not as exciting as I thought. She said, "Dear Bumi, I got married early last year because I was pregnant. Wrong reason to get married. I love my husband and daughter, but marriage is not as interesting as I thought it would be." What did she think? "We both have good jobs and my mom helps in looking after the child when I'm away in the office. I also have a fairly well-behaved maid. Yet," or like my good old tailor way back in the day would say, "still yet. Yet, I'm not happy. I see the years ahead stretching out like this, and I feel disillusioned. I don't even know if my husband feels the same way, as I haven't discussed it with him, in case he feels hurt. Please help. This is a serious matter.
Yeah, but Uncle Jimmy, she didn't really highlight what the main challenges
were.
No,
she didn't.
She just generalized.
She didn't.
She didn't say if they were
strangers.
Can you guess
what it was?
I wouldn't know, because it's a very vast terrain.
What, saying in the first instance that she got married just because she got pregnant means that it wasn't on the cards.
Uncle Jimmy, one of the things I say is, before you even get too close to someone or spend so much time with someone, ask yourself if your friends. If somebody once said a while ago, if something makes you happy, if something makes you feel secure, if something ticks the boxes, if something answers all your questions, you either buy it or marry it.
Buy it.
If you can buy it. So if it's a car, buy it.
Oh, I see.
So if you either buy it or marry it. So now, if you have someone you talk to in your relationship, and that person is your partner, or you have that person that when a question pops up, you run to another party, that in itself is you not being true to your relationship, because that person is not your friend. He's not your problem solver. He's not your go-to person. He's not your gossip partner.
Well, she just says here, at the end of the day, she says that she got married just because she got pregnant.
So it was wrong ab initio.
So what should she do? She should leave the marriage?
Uncle Jimmy, for she's already depressed, more to speak. If you
and
hear
it
what
could,
she's
it,
saying.
It could get worse.
It will get worse. It won't get worse. It would.
So what should she take a walk now?
No, for world peace. For world peace, yeah. For world peace. And for her own sanity. Because she's already highlighting it.
Because she might end up becoming some old fuddy-duddy, completely depressed. And the poor guy doesn't even know.
She will go the route of the first lady story we spoke about.
But I heard something, though, that sometimes childbirth plays games on women's minds.
Well, Uncle Jimmy, she got married because of the child. So,
okay,
more
so
or less...
that case is it?
Yes. So, more or less...
So, how does she now tell the guy that I want to leave?
Or she
just pack her things when it's not.
No, she'll put the thing. She'll leave
a note on the table.
She'll put the cards on the table and have a discussion with him.
Maybe somebody, you know, there are some men now, when you start telling them, they might break down and start crying. Or he could become violent, bring out a knife or something. There are some men who would accuse her of being in love with somebody else. That, yeah, hey, I knew you must be cheating on me.
He doesn't even say if they are in love.
No, she says that the only reason
because she got pregnant. So they are not even an item to begin with.
No, they are not an item.
They are not even an item. So I think he would agree.
You think he might agree?
Yes, he might also have felt pressured.
But you never know. You know, with men, you never know. Pride might set in. How dare you leave me? Don't forget that he might be having his fun.
We don't also know whether she was the one that pushed for the marriage.
And because she got pregnant now. Yeah,
she might have pushed for it now. So if she wants to opt out of it, he might be in support.
What if she's the one calling the shots in the house?
Then she can call the shots to leave. For world peace.
Will she leave or tell the man to leave? If she's the one calling the shots.
The common denominator is leave. If he's leaving, if she's leaving, somebody should leave. Because it's dead on arrival. It's not working at all. And then...
But don't you feel sorry for the man? Yeah, I had not.
Uncle Jimmy, somewhere
I'm
along
I'm putting
the line,
myself in the man's shoes.
Uncle Jimmy, the man might probably be happy. He might feel tied down.
Women also have the wherewithal. They know the tactics to make the man leave and think he's the one leaving.
Like Mrs. Fashanu.
Like Mrs. Fashanu, yes.
Through the window, through the door. Reverse psychology, that's what it is.
I wish Mrs. Fashanu was here so that we can ask her what
I wish she could call in.
We can't get her. Can we get Mrs. Fashion?
I generally think that from the way she spoke, I generally think she probably was the one that pushed for that.
From the way who spoke now?
The lady.
Mrs. Fashion.
No, the lady.
No, I just...
from the way the lady spoke, I think she's probably the one that pushed for the marriage.
Let's see what Dear Bumi says. Okay, I don't normally want to read her, but let me read this one. Dear Bumi says, don't panic. A lot of new brides experience doubts similar to yours. Not about their husbands, but about being married. Here are some top tips for new brides who are wondering if they did the right thing. 1. Don't expect your wedding day to make life perfect. is just the beginning of a new phase, not a guarantee for happiness. Give yourself a realistic period to work out how to live together. You should then stick with this for at least a year. Second, swap notes with your spouse on how you see your relationship. Compare expectations and make sure you are in sync. Take time to be with individuals, keep up with friends, follow your interests so you feel you are in control of life. Then she says, remember, you don't have to be married in the same way as your mom and dad were. Checkmate the marriage you want in your own style. That there's a hidden hint in that one.
There's an intonation of if you
yes,
need to
the,
go.
Yes, this is what I call Yoruba diplomacy.
Yes.
People tell you what they think you should be told, but in reality, I can see that
you know the truth.
Debumi, she knows the truth that because she says, "Let me read, Debumi, let me read what you said here, so that you hear again in case you have forgotten." He said, "Remember, you can have to be married. You don't have to be married in the same way as your mom and dad were. Meaning that if your mom and dad, if they all worked one way, and you saw them doing that, in that, in lovey, lovey, it might not work that way." And then she now says, "This is the key, Chinedu." She says, "Checkmate the marriage you want in your own style."
Bam.
But okay, so but to tell the man, it go hard though.
That man probably wants to hear the truth. And the truth might actually be.
Most men, pride will set in now.
Let's annul.
There are some men who believe that. How can the woman walk out on me?
She say her age.
No, she didn't say.
So we don't know what.
Yeah,
the maturity
but she just got married.
Is.
Maybe about 30 or thereabout.
We don't know what the maturity level is of either party as well.
And she says that they both have good jobs, though.
You see.
And that the mom helps to look after the child, so everything is okay.
They don't even highlight if they are in love. Or if they have any form of
this one,
closeness.
This one not in love. She's not in love. She's not in love. Call in, please. 0700-993-993-993. We need your help in this matter. 0146-571-90. We need your help. Oh, Chris, call in. Grandma Lara from Ikodu, please call in. Oh, we need experience. How can we get business first and not?
That's a very deep one.
Yeah, okay. Take one. Hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Chris, how are you? Sir, come and help me.
No problem, sir. Mr. Chinedu, good morning.
Morning, Mr. Chris.
Yeah, quick one. That woman who is cheating on the widower husband.
Which one?
Is too bad of her. Uncle Jimmy, you see what I told you, that women and money, men used to be very disciplined in that area. And for me, I will not go for the woman that divorced, I mean, how they call it, that leave the husband. Right? I will go for a widow. You know my position now.
I know you are looking for a widow. You are looking for a widow because people are saying you want. Is it a rich widow or a poor widow? Let me know first. Let us know whether you want to inherit the husband's something.
Number no. Even if I will not go, I will stay. She will stay with me now. You know, like the Ghana stuff I told you, that lady.
I know.
She's a widow. We are still in talk.
I want ruffle you up a little bit. I want for your hand.
No problem. Thank you, Mr. Chinedu. And Uncle Jimmy,
thank you.
I'm telling you, you are too much, my brother. Don't give
thank
up.
No, I can't give up.
Uh-huh.
Not
thank
on Debumi, I cannot give up.
Don't give up, please. Thank you.
The politics one, I don't tire. Hello. I feel like doing Debumi every day. Yes. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Who's calling?
Good morning, Mr. Chinedu.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm so much impressed with today's topic. And Uncle Jimmy, you are doing a very good work after a headline and this thing with Sharif.
Hey, that one won't kill me, but it's okay.
What is it, sir?
I said that early morning one won't kill me, but it's okay.
In fact, it's too much. It's talk every day. We only pray God help us. And on the matter of the lady,
yes.
See, what is happening to her happens to me.
It happened to you?
Yeah. If girlfriend of mine, let me not say a fiancé. Her stepmom knows about our relationship. Her father used, once in a while, we normally talk. But do you know that she's been forced into a marriage because she got pregnant at a very, very, very early age, very tender age? She was forced into a marriage. Her mom was late, so her dad married someone else. And then it was this same stepmom that, you know, go and meet Brother Lagbaja, like she told me. I only pray God help, like she told me. And to a certain level, if I visit them, I understand that's the exact thing that
happened. Okay.
Now, Uncle Jimmy,
yes.
The problem now is that she wants to walk away from the marriage. She doesn't know how to do it. The man doesn't want her to go at all. The father doesn't want her to go. She's not happy.
Yes.
It's happening to me right now.
Mm.
So this thing, it's a problem. Our parents are even, the parents, they are more of the problems. When you are not happy with having, being pregnant doesn't mean you should be forced into a marriage.
Mm.
I only pray God just help us, this country. We just get over all this manners of this nonsense.
Okay, happening. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Should we take one more call?
Yes, please.
Okay, we are trying to get...
It's a very deep...
trying to get Mrs. Fashanu on the phone to see if we can get some very hot advice.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jimmy.
Morning.
You know, the next most important for the guest is to leave.
Is what?
Nothing else. They can't enjoy themselves anymore. They can't enjoy themselves anymore. Because when you have created a certain perception, nobody can erase it from your mind.
Okay. All right. We have another problem here. By Dejoke. Dejoke says it's a bit short for me. I don't know. where does that people get all these people? All these things. Is Mrs. Fashanu there? She what?
To repeat the question.
She wants to repeat the question. Okay. Morning, Mrs. Fashanu. How are you? There's a woman here very quickly. Your friend, the teenager, is here. But very, very, very quickly, there's somebody here. He says marriage is not as exciting as she thought, that she got married to the husband because she got pregnant. And now she's relatively young, I think, but she says she doesn't feel a sense of achievement. Chinedu believes that she should just leave. She should carry her bag and go.
And move.
No.
Why would she leave? Number one.
Yes.
Marriage is not, nobody promised excitement.
Yes.
No. Marriage is part of a journey and the school. Whoever finds school is exciting. But it's important.
You didn't include
now,
that they got married because she was pregnant.
This is a foundation
Mrs.
for
They got married because she was pregnant too. She was pregnant. No. It's because she was pregnant too. It wasn't that because she wanted to marry the man. No.
No. Uncle Jimmy, you know what I think?
Yes.
I think even if she's going to leave, let her go for counseling. The person seems very confused. And you know that when someone do not even understand their own thought process,
yes,
the grass will look greener.
On the other side.
Hmm. So leaving is not even the problem. Marriage is not the problem. The person just needs to understand a couple of things. Number one is responsibility.
Yes.
You know that to talk about. So marriage is not meant to be for excitement.
Mm. Okay.
It is something
we're almost running out of time. Jedoka says that she's a divorced mother of two. And she's 29.
Already.
I left my husband 2 years ago and met my current boyfriend, who shows a lot of affection. Say, you know, the tea. No, not this. Not the teas and says affection. You say is a trailer. And how did you describe it? He says she shows a lot of affection.
Content and container.
Yes. This wasn't the case with my last relationship. My new partner is loving, comma. And affectionate. This is the key word. He also helped me through financial and emotional stress. But there's a problem.
Okay.
The problem is that one, he is 15 years older. That's not a problem.
She doesn't know that's an advantage.
That's an advantage. And then it's considerably shorter.
A saying comes to mind.
What's it?
Love is not a reliable emotion, no matter how deep.
See, you...
It doesn't guarantee peace, doesn't guarantee harmony, doesn't guarantee happiness. And yet,
you will kill me.
We all fall for it and are victims to heartbreaks.
This is your proverbs. Did you read it from a Chinua Achebe book?
No, Uncle Jimmy, I read a lot.
He says that he's 50 years old and considerably shorter. People talk about this and stare at us when we go out in public. What could that look like?
See, the reliability of the emotion, the thoughts, the feeling, and even
she did not say anything
to the guy.
When she was talking about financial and emotional stress, that one was not a problem.
It wasn't a problem. You see, it's unreliable. Her emotions and feelings are gravitating towards one aspect of the guy.
Like my friend Moody Aga. Moody was a
container.
He fall my hand. I say, I don't feel as much love and devotion towards my new partner. But she likes the pocket.
Friendship of convenience.
As I had for my ex, she wants to go back there. She says, though he is nice to me, I love him in a different...
Uncle Jimmy, it's a relationship of convenience.
My ex did things that I can't forgive. Yet, I still think about him. Is that the way things women are wired?
You know, I said it before. There's something that, no matter how good or bad the relationship was, will be calling your name every time you remember that person.
The love I feel for him stops me giving this new partner the love he deserves. Can you imagine a man who thought that he's a superstar? He's helping financially and emotionally. He's doing all this, yet he doesn't get the love of the scoundrel that she left. And says, I don't want to lose him as I care for him a lot. What should she do? Maybe she needs to go get a brain transplant.
I feel for the guy.
She doesn't know. She doesn't know. She can't make up her mind.
The reliability of her thoughts and emotions.
She can't make up her mind what she wants.
It's upside down.
It's very sad.
Yes.
9:50. I'll take my last call. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is the most. First, I want to ask that person in the studio, what is love? Because we don't really know the meaning of love. Somebody is thinking of the man, the way the man does him in bed, you call it love? We don't know the meaning of love.
Do you know the meaning of love?
Yes.
What is the meaning of love?
First, you make sacrifice for who you love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Love is not a quick thing that you just talked about like that.
Okay. So love, what is it like?
Love is everything. If you love somebody, you don't care whether the person is from scratch.
Apparently,
you will stay with him even though you are up there.
So, apparently,
you are ready to sit with him in the ground where he's sitting down.
Cool down first. So, I hope you're not the one that's been talked about here. No. Okay. So, apparently, you think this woman doesn't really love that guy.
Yes, many people call infatuation love these days. We don't even know the difference between infatuation and love. The same way we don't know the difference between the separation and divorce.
Talking about separation and divorce, I have Mr. Mochibi coming here on Friday to lecture us on the difference between separation, divorce, and the various implications. You know, Mr. Mochibi is a lawyer and is a, what do they call it? Domestic violence. How sweet. 9:51. Philip, don't hide behind the pillar. I'm not going to ask you hello. Okay, Chidedu. Thank God that you're here. It's nice to have you, but I haven't seen you for about a year.
Yeah, it's a year exactly, September.
Yes. I'm planning to bring both you and Mrs. Fasha. No, maybe not next week, but the week after. Next week, I have this terrible twins that have been bothering me. You know, the Muddy twins, they're coming back. Young, you remember
the ladies, yeah.
The two ladies, yeah.
Young
so
ladies,
They'll come back next week, yeah. Muddy twins. Okay, so that's where we'll end it for today. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'll be back. And on Friday, we'll have Mr. Mochibi. Mr. Mochibi he has this program on Saturdays that people listen to. You know, I listen to it a lot for 2 hours on Saturday. I think it's between, okay, so I come on at 9, so his is between 7 and 9. And so I stumbled on his program and heard him talking about separation and divorce. I asked him a question and he wanted to go through a long history. I don't know. Let's wait. Come on Friday.
We'll have it on studio.
Okay, we'll have it in the studio because some people don't know the implications of what, wherever they are in their marriage, what are the rights of the man or the woman. If you're going out, for example, with a woman who is separated, does the man have the right to come and break your door and beat you up? Because technically, it's still his wife. So these are the issues we'll look at on Friday. And on Saturday, I have somebody who just turned 18. He's voting for the first time.
Mm.
I just want to read them.
Know where his mind is at. Yeah.
Her mind. She just turned 18. She says, Uncle Jimmy, I can vote. Okay, so come. Let's see what's on the mind of young people. Okay? That's what we'll do on Saturday. And on Sunday, I'll be watching the match. I hope Arsenal wins another match so that they can stay on top of the league. Yeah, that's not fun, aren't you?
I don't watch football.
You don't watch football?
No.
Oh, no. How boring.
I'm more of a Formula One person.
Yee, the former something of last man. That's his specialty. Forgotten his name. He loves Formula One. I've never watched it.
Oh, you need to.
No, not on TV. Have you watched it live? That's what I'm saying. I got to go. I got to run. Okay. That machine is coming.
Okay,
see you all tomorrow at 9.
Bye.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Depend on us for the best in talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, biggest.